The stock market opened higher this morning after two nail-biting days on Wall Street. The Dow Jones fell 5.3% over Wednesday and Thursday, its worst performance since February. So what's going on? Were those drops the beginning of the end for the bull market or merely a correction? Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
So the market did start off higher today. It's now back down a little. Analysts have been telling us the drops over the last couple of days were a reflection of concern about Trump's trade wars. But President Trump is saying it's the Fed which has raised interest rates a little bit as the economy has heated up. Others have agreed with that. What do you say?
Well, it's interesting, Robin. I've been trying to explain the stock market for a good 12 years now. And I'll tell you, there are some days when I can tell you with 100% confidence what's going on. And there are other days where the confidence is a little bit lower. This week, I would say it's sort of that lower confidence. And certainly, there are things you can point to for the initial weakness that we saw in the market starting about 3 weeks ago. The rapid increase in interest rate. There were a few companies that came out and pointed at the tariffs on China as affecting their earnings. And there was also this story from Business Week about China installing these secret chips on some company servers. All of that really got the ball rolling. But once it started snowballing, it's very hard to explain specifically what caused it. There's theories that there are hedge funds, computerized hedge funds that react to stuff like changes in the momentum of the stock market or the volatility. And they tend to sell aggressively when those things shift into a new regime. So the prevailing theory is that it started with concerns about interest rates and trade, and then the selling got a little out of control by some of these computerized systematic strategies of some of the quant hedge funds in the world.
So what overall would you say about the economy? Because, you know, it seems to be going great guns. And, you know, unemployment is low. So where are we?
The current state of the economy, that's all true. There is quite a bit of uncertainty about how high interest rates are headed and what the ultimate impacts of the trade tensions between the U.S. and China will be. So whenever there's uncertainty, even though right now things are going great, that uncertainty really can add to the volatility in the stock market specifically, like we've seen over the past week.
Well, the Fed has kept interest rates far below, you know, historic definitions of normal. I mean, they were super low after the crisis to try to get the economy rebounding. And isn't the thinking that as an economy heats up and the engine really starts to heat up, the Fed acts as a coolant, you know, by raising those interest rates just a little bit? But then we hear President Trump calling the Fed loco and too stringent. So what's, from your view, what's true?
Well, right. I mean, the Fed is doing what you said. The risk is that the economy overheats and that inflation gets too high, and that can basically cause a hard landing in the economy. It can cause sort of a reversal of these trends we've seen. I think for President Trump, he views the stock market as sort of his alternative approval rating.
Right.
And he's very interested in keeping it high. So yeah, he's not happy with the Fed.
Others have learned, do not lash yourself to the stock market. It's a mistake. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.